The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Amherst basketball tied at 11 with 6:45 to go here. Back cut Abbott right underneath the hoop. Up and in and a foul to go along with it. Abbott now with 8 points.
Today, it's live coverage of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament featuring Amherst, Ogallala, North Platte, St. Pat's, and the host Stars. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
So the Stars have a chance to inbound it underneath their own basket. They lead it 38-31. Inbounded for Squires. She'll fire a three. Missed it, but the rebound by Shundoff as Shundoff hits the putback.
After the Christmas break, it's time to get back to the hardwood as Amherst battles North Platte St. Pat's and Kearney Catholic tangles with Ogallala. It's the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament coming up next. But first, a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushkar live from Cope Gymnasium in Kearney. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed. Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon. Welcome back to Cope Coliseum for the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament as Kearney Catholic and Ogallala will take center stage in a girl-boy doubleheader. Earlier today, it was a doubleheader sweep for the North Platte St. Pat's Irish boys and girls as they'll advance to the championship games tomorrow. Those games will, of course, be heard right here on ESPN as well as the third place games. Well, for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, they come in a prohibitive favorite in this one. The Ogallala Lady Indians are 2-5 on the season. Their only wins have come against teams that have not yet won a game this season. They defeated Chase County out in Imperial 44-23, and also over Perkins County at home, a comfortable win for them there. But they have not really been in any close ball games. They've had two blowout wins and five losses in which they were definitively on the wrong side of the score. For Kearney Catholic, they come in with a perfect record, 7-0 on the season, winning the Grand Island Central Catholic early season tournament and then regular season wins against Adams Central, Ord, Ravenna, and Elm Creek. And again, they have not really been tested so far. They may get that tomorrow if they're able to take care of business today against Ogallala, because North Platte St. Pat's should be able to put out a pretty good fight here for Kearney Catholic tomorrow. But first things first, they have to take on 2-5 Ogallala, and it's certainly on paper anyway would appear that Kearney Catholic would be the prohibitive favorite in our girls' game here from Cope Coliseum. But you know, again, that's why you play them. And this is the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineup for both the Stars and the Indians as we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Let's give you our starting lineups, and we'll begin first of all for the Ogallala Indians. Their starting lineup looks like this. Jenna Palacek is a 5'6 junior. She'll start with Micah Mestel, 5'5 and a junior. Jensen Kaisert is a 5'7 junior with Shelby Walsh, 5'7 and a junior. And Sophia Arnsdorf is 5'8 and a junior for head coach Chris Mestel and the Ogallala Indians. And leading scorer for the Indians on the season has been Palacek. She's averaging about 11.1 points per ball game. And Arnsdorf, second leading scorer, with about 6 points per ball game. Now for the Kearney Catholic Stars, they come in with a perfect record of 7-0. And Shayla Connor, who's been fighting a little bit of the flu bug, will make the start tonight. She is a 5'7 senior, and she is averaging about 2.7 points per ball game. Allie Prasowski, the 5'6 junior, is averaging, find my points here, averaging about 11.3 points per ball game. Whitney Calling, the 5'6 junior, she's averaging 9 points per ball game. Maddie Squires, the sophomore, averaging 7 points. She's 5'8. And Kayla Shundoff, the 5'8 senior, is averaging 2.9 points per ball game. And for Squires, not only is she averaging right at 7 points, she's also averaging 7 rebounds a game. So again, for the Stars, it's Connor, Prasowski, Calling, Squires, and Shundoff. And for the Indians, it'll be Palacek, Mestel, Geisert, Welf, and Arnsdorf. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with a tip right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clear. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And just a reminder for you that our starting lineup was brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Banking Kearney is the better bank. And again, for Ogallala, Palacek, Mestel, Geisert, Welsh, and Arnsdorf. And for Kearney Catholic, it's the regular, the usual suspects, if you will. Connor, Prasowski, Calling, Squires, and Shundoff. As we're just about ready to get things underway here. I'm kind of caught within a power cord. Kind of want to get that disconnected here before it gets kind of bad. Squires with the opening tip here will get the ball off to Prasowski. Prasowski will kick it off on the left side for Connor, and Connor will hit the long two. So Shayla Connor is able to hit that two-pointer, and Kearney Catholic now will put some pretty good pressure on. And the ball is going to go out of bounds. Last touch off of Connor, and so that will be out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic dropping back on defense. And again, they're going to pressure the ball as Mestel has it. Picked up there by Whitney Calling. And they're kind of working it back around. Kearney Catholic, of course, will be the home team here as Ogallala's girls being the visitor in their road black uniforms. Dribbling on that left side, nearly tied up. But Arnsdorf is able to keep possession of it here. And then they turn it over. Have an errant pass, and here come the Stars, already leading it 2-0. And a three-pointer by Prasowski, up and good. And a timeout almost immediately here by The Ogallala Indians. A quick 5-0 start here for Kearney Catholic. Timeout Indians. We'll take it with them. We'll be back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Well, Ogallala with a turnover, gave up a couple of open looks, and that was enough to convince Chris Mestel that he needed to call the timeout. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. The Stars now pressuring the basketball, which is modus operandi for them. But Ogallala is handling it here as Sophia Arnsdorf does bring it across the timeline. And Arnsdorf on that baseline has it tied up. Shundoff is able to tie up the basketball, and the possession arrow is pointing to Ogallala. So that'll prevent that from being a turnover here. 5-0 very early on for Kearney Catholic. Micah Mestel gets the inbounds. They work it around. There's Welsh. Welsh gets it at the elbow for Arnsdorf. Backdoor cut. Jumper's up and good for Jenna Palacek. So she's got the first 2 points of the day here for Ogallala. Shundoff has it off of the screen. We'll pass it out for Whitney Colling. Colling now will drive. Had it near midcourt. She's going to drive, use that quickness, miss the layup, and it's going to be rebounded there by Palacek. So Kearney Catholic had a pretty good look at it there, but Colling just couldn't hit the shot. Now pulling up for a 15-foot jumper is Palacek. It's no good. And the rebound to Squires. They're pressuring the basketball here, but Squires is able to kind of handle that press. Now we'll give it off. And a little bit of work here for Shayla Connor. Jumper on that left wing for Connor, off the mark. And the rebound taken out by Geisert for Ogallala. On that right wing, just holding the basketball is Welsh. Welsh now, traffic clears, so she'll try a 15-foot jumper, no good. Offensive rebound there by Geisert. And we've got a tied ball. And that is going to be created there by the sophomore, Maddie Squires. Possession arrow is pointing to Kearney Catholic. So that'll be a team rebound here for the Stars. And on the drive, Colling. And Colling on her way to the basket is held. And I think they'll probably give that to Jenna Palacek. Nope, it's going to be number 3, which will be Mestel. So Mestel will commit the foul. And Colling's going to inbound it. She gets it back as they kick it back around. A little penetration here for Kylie Teal. Teal jumper is up and no good. And coming out with the rebound is Ogallala. Mestel came down with that rebound. And now they'll dump it off in the corner. Quick jumper over there for Palacek. Your three-pointer won't go, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the shooter. And so that'll be Kearney Catholic basketball. For the Indians, Allison Nags and Amanda Kroger going to check in. So Prasoski without much pressure on. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. We'll kick it off on the right side for Shundoff. Gets it in the lane for Squires. Maddie Squires kicks it out. There's Teal for 3. Back the iron, and it goes over the top of glass and now be out of bounds. Well, she had a good look at it, but just couldn't hit the shot. So Ogallala will inbound. Nags will get the ball back out here for Mestel. Mestel on that dribble on that far side, being pressured out there by Whitney Colling. And they'll get the ball back out here for Nags. Nags steps through the double team, gets it to Mestel. Mestel on the left side, a little jump stop. Can't even find the basket because of the pressure being put on there. Gives it out for Palacek. And in the lane, Arnsdorf, a little floater, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Teal. And Kearney Catholic will make wholesale substitutions. Caitlin Long checking into the game. We're going to switch Squires because Anna Squires is back in there now. And inbounded here for Arnsdorf. Arnsdorf gets it down low for Palacek. Palacek in a little trouble, gets it back out for Arnsdorf. Arnsdorf dribbles, kicks left side. Nags has an open look for 3. It is no good. And coming up with the rebound and on the run here is going to be Messbarger. And Messbarger on the way to the basket is fouled. So after Messbarger pulled down the rebound, On her way to the basket, she is fouled by Mestel. And for Mestel, that's going to be her second foul. So she's in a little bit of trouble here, foul-wise, with 4:06 to go in the first quarter. They inbound it, and nobody's picking up Kylie Teal, and she makes him pay. Off that inbounds play, Teal strokes in that three-pointer. And Kearney Catholic pushed that lead out to 8-2. They kick it out here to Arnsdorf for Ogallala. And on her way to the basket, she is going to be hand-checked, and that'll be a foul on Caitlin Long. So Long with the foul. And Polacek is going to inbound the basketball, and she'll toss it in here. And the three-pointer on that far side by Welsh is no good. Long rebound taken out by Kearney Catholic, and on the run, laying it up and missing is going to be Messbarger, and then we've got a foul on the rebound, or they're going to say it's just out of bounds. Nope, just going to say it's out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic back on defense. They're going to go full court here. Nags gets the inbounds off of a screen. Polacek brings it into the offensive zone, working against Long. Now Squires will pick her up, so Polacek will have to kick it out. And here's a trail three that's an air ball, but an offensive rebound in underneath. Another rebound by Geisert. Geisert can't get the shot to fall. And finally, ending the possession here is going to be Messbarger. And Messbarger will help pass it up ahead, and Kearney Catholic just turned it over. They led it a little bit too far. And so Kearney Catholic will have to drop back. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Stars lead it 8-2. But haven't looked especially sharp. On the right wing, Polacek facing some pressure by Teal. Gets it at the elbow here to Geisert. Geisert on the baseline will stop, and she slid to a stop. So that'll be a turnover on Ogallala. Maddie Squire is going to check in here for Teal for Kearney Catholic. And Micah Mestel checking back in for the Indians. 2:44 to go here. Quarter number one, 8-2, Kearney Catholic with the lead. Michelle Messbarger will give it off on the left wing here for Anna Squires. Gives it off for Maddie Squires. Maddie will drive, and Maddie will lay it up and in. Good strong drive there by Maddie Squires. And now on the right wing is going to be Mestel. Mestel is shut off there by hustling Michelle Messbarger. In the lane, the kick out. Ball fake, drive now by Welsh. Now she's going to kick it off. Off the screen, they'll give it off here left side to Polacek. Polacek on the baseline. Picked up a double team. Kick it out here for Mestel, and Mestel will hit the three. Micah Mestel strokes in the three-pointer, and it's 10-5. 2:02 to go, quarter number one. Hand off to Squires. Squires is going to kick it off to her little sister, Anna, and Anna will fire the long jumper. It's no good. And coming out with the rebound here is going to be Polacek. Polacek dribbles through some pressure, and she's going to be fouled on her way to the basket. Well before the shot, though. And we've got a timeout here for Kearney Catholic. Stars call timeout with 1:41 to go in the first quarter. They lead it 10-5. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
10-5 stars. Ogallala going to inbound it here. And it's just a quick little timeout by Kearney Catholic. And we'll see whether or not it has any impact. Mestel's going to inbound it. They get it in the lane. Extra pass, and that's going to be a turnover. Stepping in and making the steal there is Maddie Squires. And she comes up with the basketball, and she'll give it off to Morgan Studi. They get it inside for Long. Long, a little drive off glass. That's awfully tough to stop. Wow, what a nice little play there by Caitlin Long as she gets those 2 points. If she can continue to make that shot, she is going to score a lot of points. for the green and gold. Mike comes Nestle with the dribble, top of the key. He gives it off on the right side for Arnsdorf. Arnsdorf stopped at the free throw line, throws it down low, intended for Geisert. Geisert finally made the catch, put up the shot, and she was fouled. So that's going to get her to the free throw line. That nice little extra pass. And the foul is whistled on Morgan Studi. And so that'll be Studi's first foul. And the free throw is up and good. Connor Przoski and Colling back in here for Kearney Catholic. And here's a second free throw coming up here for Geisert. Made the first, second one is on the way, and it is also good. 12-7. Now we've got 1 minute to go in quarter number one. Pass on the right wing for Shayla Connor. Connor gives it to Maddie Squires. Maddie Squires' pass is going to be intercepted. So Kearney Catholic turns it over. Nice job with those hands up high for Shelby Welsh as she comes up with the basketball. Mestel working against a little bit of pressure, and we're going to have a reach whistle by on Whitney Colling. So Colling called for the foul. And the toss it in here is going to be Welsh. Welsh for Mestel. 40 seconds to go. Welsh has used up her dribble long ways away from the basket. She'll give it off for Geisert. Geisert being picked up there by Przoski. Geisert off of a screen, picked up by Squires, and now the Squires sisters battle for the basketball, and Maddie Squires steps in there and makes the steal. They'll give it off to Przoski, gives it to Maddie. Maddie, a trail three, and she hits the three. Well, give credit to Przoski. Not only did Przoski make that pass, but she set a screen all in the same motion. They get it in the lane, a little runner here by Clipperly and Sipperly for Ogallala. As her first point of the ball game, and a half-court shot at the buzzer for Studi, well off the mark, and so one quarter is in the books. It's 15-9. Kearney Catholic with a six-point lead. We'll head to the second quarter right after this timeout.
Right now, Crossroads Ford and Kearney is dealing. End of the year is almost here, and inventory has to go. Every late model car, pickup, and SUV priced to sell fast, and they are dealing. They have the most late model pre-owned inventory they've had in years. Many brands, many makes, and models. Drive through their lot today and check them out. Bring your trade. They have on-the-spot appraisals, available bank financing with your good credit, and never a charge for paperwork. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney. Crossroads Ford.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
15-9 at the end of one quarter. Kearney Catholic leading in their own holiday tournament over Ogallala by six as we start the second quarter. Stars have the basketball first to start the second quarter. Ravenna holiday tournament on our sister station. Classic gets 98-9 right now. Centura leading Ravenna by a score of 9-7 at the end of one. Kick in the left side. Three-pointer up and good for Kylie Teal. So Teal strokes in the three-pointer, and the Stars now have their largest lead of the game at 18-9. Across the timeline, working against some pressure is Mestel, and Mestel turns the ball over. Pressure was put on there by Whitney Colling, and Ogallala turns it over. Unofficially for them, that is going to be turnover number five. On the dribble here, Colling. Colling goes all the way in, and she'll lay it up with that left hand and score. She'll also head to the line. The foul on Polacek. And we're going to have a timeout here before we can finish the three-point play. So the 2 points by Colling. We'll have to wait to see if she finishes the three-point play because we have timeout Indians. It's 20-9, Kearney Catholic. 7:26 to go in the second quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
This time out brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Earlier today, North Platte St. Pat's sweeping the doubleheader against Amherst. The boys' game, very, very entertaining. End up being 63-57. Down most of the game. The Broncos cut it down to one possession late in the game after trailing by as many as, I think, 14 was their largest deficit. Well, trying to finish the three-point play here is going to be Whitney Calling. Calling on the season, about an 83% free throw shooter, and she brings that one home. And the inbound's going to be stolen away by Calling. Calling with the steal, gives it to Prasoski, and Prasoski will lay it up and in. So that steal by Calling turns into an easy bucket and another Kearney Catholic steal. This one by the sophomore Maddie Squires, but then the shot is missed by Kearney Catholic after they forced the Ogallala turnover. Pass up ahead. Jenna Polacek had the ball knocked away. That one by Shundoff, and that'll be another Ogallala turnover. So now suddenly the turnovers begin to rack up here for the Indians. Pass right side. Maddie Squires is going to fire the three, and she hits the three. Her second three-pointer of the first half here. And Squires now has 8 points in the ballgame, leading all scorers. Deflected pass, and we picked up by Kylie Teal. Teal gets it up ahead of Prasoski. Prasoski, 8-foot jumper, good. So Prasoski, who started that play by deflecting the pass after they put pressure on and they come up with the steal. And now Polacek will pass it up ahead. They get it to Geisert. Geisert now will give it off to Micah Mestel. Mestel on the dribble on that right side. He's picked up defensively by Whitney Calling. On the bounce here is Mestel. Mestel has it stolen away by Prasoski. Prasoski's just going to pass it up ahead to Whitney Calling. She's going to lay it up and in. Whitney Calling will get the easy layup after Prasoski came up with the steal. Arensdorf with the basketball, facing some pressure put on there by Teal. It goes out of bounds, but last touch by Teal. And the Stars now lead at 30-9. Micah Mestel now will be trapped as she tries to get across the timeline, so she'll give it off on the right side here for Welsh. Back out for Micah Mestel. Mestel looking, and we'll get it at the elbow here for Arensdorf. Arensdorf, extra pass inside, caught, and we've got a foul. They got it down low for Geisert. And Geisert now is going to go line and have a couple of shots. And that will be a foul on Kylie Teal. So two free throws coming up here for Geisert. And she bends the knees. The first one's up, back of the iron, and no good. Long checking back in here for Kearney Catholic. Geisert on the season, came into the game 6 of 18 from the line, so that's 33% on the season. She missed the first one, and she makes the second. So that percentage will go up a little bit. Kearney Catholic right now with a 30-10 lead. As the Indians now in double digits with 5.5 minutes to go here before halftime. Long gets the pass, kicks it out. Teal will fire a three. No good. Squires with the rebound. Squires gets it out to Prasoski. Prasoski will fire the three-pointer. Rebounded there, and on the drive is Prasoski, and another miss by Kearney Catholic. And so Kearney Catholic had a couple of nice looks at it, but couldn't get any shots to fall. They missed a two and a three. Skip pass on the right side for Arensdorf. She's in the lane, and she'll drive and score. Sophia Arensdorf hits the bucket, and it's now 30-12. Teal, top of the circle, bounce pass, trying to get it into Long. And Long wasn't ready for it, and that'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. Starr's going to make some substitutions here. Anna Squire's checking back in. Studi's back out there. Shayla Connor goes back out there. And Michelle Messbarger all checking in here for Kearney Catholic. Micah Mestel to toss it in. And Messbarger nearly turned the ball over. She stepped in there, went through her hands. They're going to say she was the last to touch it. I thought maybe Jenna Plachek had touched it, but it's going to be Ogallala basketball. They get it to Nags. Nags back out for Mestel, who inbounded it. Mestel's pass up ahead. It's a loose ball, and coming up with it is going to be Plachek for Ogallala. So they maintain the possession here, and their pass is going to be deflected. Somehow coming up with it is Allison Nags. Nags gets it at the elbow for Arnsdorf. Arnsdorf being double-teamed, now triple-teamed, dribbles through it somehow, and Arnsdorf still in trouble. We'll kick it back out here for Nags. Nags gets it on the baseline for Plachek, and Plachek, a little ball fake, works it back around the perimeter here for Nags. Ogallala not really in an offense. They're just trying not to turn the ball over, and they just did or not. Diving for the basketball is Arnsdorf, and it's going to be a hell basketball. Possession arrow will give the ball back here to Ogallala. But they haven't even had a chance to look at the basket as the ball has been loose about one-third of the time. And somehow Ogallala has been able to just kind of hold on to it. Plachek is going to inbound it. She gets it to Mestel. She's going to fire the three, and that's going to go out of bounds if nobody touches it. And I think it was actually saved by Ogallala. Yeah, nice job there by Arnsdorf. And we'll give her credit for a rebound because she was able to go over the top of the defender there and was able to just throw it off of her leg and out of bounds. So Ogallala will inbound. They get it back out here for Plachek. Plachek will fire a long three. It's no good. And coming up with the rebound here is going to be Shayla Connor. Connor on the bounce. Stops at the elbow. Kicks it off for Anna Squires. Squires, pass deflected, but back out to Connor. Connor on the baseline. They left her alone. She's going to try a reverse layup. Missed it. And she's fighting for the rebound. Can't come up with it as the loose ball goes off here for Arnsdorf. So Arnsdorf comes up with it, and she'll face a little bit of pressure, so she gives it to Mestel. Mestel up ahead here for Plachek. Plachek, looking at that zone press, will now give it off on the right side as Nags will help reset the offense. They get it at the elbow. Jumper by Arnsdorf, no good, and the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touched by Ogallala. For the Indians, checking in, going to be Jensen Geisert. She'll come back into the game. Arnsdorf will come out. Amanda Kroger also checking in here for the Indians. On the bounce here, Michelle Messbarger across the timeline. And she'll give it off on the right wing here for Morgan Studi. In the lane for Long. Long, that little drive off glass, good. She's starting to get that one down. And Caitlin Long putting the ball on the ground and just kind of a little bunny hook, and Ogallala just turned it over. And again, if Long can keep that up, she keeps the defense away from that ball by just kind of backing them in with her body, and then on that dribble just kind of flips it up there, and she gets a nice look at it. Anna Squires will give it off for Connor. Connor to Long on that low post, and Long is held. And that'll be a foul on Shelby Walsh. So Kearney Catholic will inbound on the baseline. It's Michelle Messbarger with 2:45 to go. And they find Squires open, and she'll bank it in from 15 feet. Anna Squires getting an easy look at it there on that inbounds play. 34-12. Kearney Catholic now with a 22-point lead. Long pass up ahead. They give it to Geisert. Geisert now hands it off here for Micah Mestel. Mestel, double-teamed, and stepping through, they get it to Welsh. Welsh will drive, shoot over top of Long, missed it. Offensive rebound in there for Kroger. Kroger can't come up with it. Ball's on the ground, and finally coming up with it here is going to be Geisert, as Ogallala missed a couple of shots, but they still have possession of it here. Pass on the inside, and we've got a whistle. And they're going to call the foul on the pass against Kearney Catholic. And that'll be on Morgan Studi. That'll be her second. Six as a team now on Kearney Catholic. So Ogallala will inbound on the baseline. Welsh to toss it in. And it's almost intercepted by Connor, but they keep the possession. Nags will kick it around. Right side, Polacek has it. Gets it at the elbow here for Kroger. Back out for Nags. Nags will try the long jumper. It's no good. And Nags is able to track down the rebound. Good hustle there by Ellison Nags. And now they'll give it back out here for Nags on that right side. Nags in a little bit of trouble. Gives it off right wing here for Geisert. Geisert picked up there by Anna Squires. They keep double-teaming wherever the ball goes. And now the pass is deflected. Messbarger comes up with it. So a steal here by Michelle Messbarger. And she'll pass it up ahead here for Studi. And she'll give the basketball back out here for Anna Squires. Squires gave it away. Now gets it back for Studi. Left side with it is Shayla Connor. We'll have a complete line change. Next whistle here for Kearney Catholic. On the dribble is going to be Connor. Connor, right wing for Squires. In the lane for Long. Long shot, no good. Gets her own rebound. Now she'll drive the other way. Missed that one. And the ball still being fought for down there. Can't quite come up with it. And finally, it's going to be taken up ahead here by Arnsdorf. Arnsdorf comes up with the rebound. And now Ogallala has turned the ball over. So here comes that line change after Ogallala turned the ball over. And for Kearney Catholic, inbounding it is going to be Jordan Streit. And Streit will inbound it for Morgan Teal. And Morgan Teal catches it to Streit, gives it out here for Sarah Oldfather. And then they'll pass it off on the left wing here for Morgan Teal. Off for Mackenzie Smith. Mackenzie Smith's pass is going to go in the backcourt, and that'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. Somebody zigged when they should have zagged. And with 29.2 to go before halftime, Kearney Catholic with a 34-12 lead. Inbounded for Polacek. Polacek working against Streit, and they're going to call a little hand check here on Streit. That'll be her first foul, but that's going to set up some free throws. To the line for the front end of a 1-and-1 is going to be Jenna Polacek. Exactly 22 seconds to go before halftime, and the free throw is no good. Rebound to Geisert. Geisert comes up with it. We'll get the ball back out for Polacek. They work it back around here for Shelby Welsh. Gets it at the elbow for Arnsdorf. Arnsdorf double-teamed. We'll pass it out for Mestel. Mestel trying to save it. Does. Polacek has it on that far sideline. Less than 5 seconds to go here. Smith has a hand right in her face. Intercepted by Streit at the buzzer. So Streit makes the steal at the buzzer and can't really do anything with it. So both teams heading to their respective locker rooms. Kearney Catholic with a 34-12 lead over Ogallala here at halftime. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. And we'll talk with Kearney Catholic head boys basketball coach Scott Carlin. We'll talk with the coach right after this timeout.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Coming up, of course, at the conclusion of this game, it'll be Kearney Catholic and Ogallala in the boys' basketball game. Kearney Catholic coming in with a record of 3-3, Ogallala at 2-5. And kind enough to talk to us about what we can kind of look at there is the head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, Coach Scott Carlin. And Coach, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you for doing this, Randy.
And, yeah, you don't get to mention the Dolphins stuff, just so you know. Just so you know.
You know, we're wearing white. We're wearing white today, so it's not like we're the Jets. We're not in green. We're not taking teams' playoff hopes away. I mean, and hopefully we don't choke like the
Dogs. Oh, now stop it. All right. So, Kearney Catholic, you guys are 3-3. When do you kind of see where you're at right now? You know, because 3-3 can be good, it can be bad, it can be average.
You know, it's probably a disappointing 3-3 for us, honestly, because we felt like we've let a couple games get away from us that we thought we should have won. Elm Creek game being one, and not to take anything away from them, but we didn't make some plays at the end of the quarters down the stretch. Ravenna, we really feel if Matt stays healthy, we probably win that one too. But, you know, that's the way the ball bounces, and, you know, we're 3-3. We are a better team now than we were when we played Sandy Creek, though. That's the one positive.
You are a different team without Matt, because Matt brings so many things. He handles the ball so well. He's a pretty good free throw shooter, and he comes up with a ton of rebounds for you as well from that guard position.
He really does. And as much as anything, he provides leadership and calms everybody else down. And I think sometimes when you're playing a younger group of guys, having that calming presence out there is so much more important, and it's more intangible than anybody realizes.
So that brings me to the obvious question. How is Matt Moore, and how is that ankle?
Well, he's going to go through warm-ups, and we're going to kind of take it from there, but I wouldn't look for him to play a whole lot this holiday tournament, honestly.
I see. In fact, he's over there right now with a bag of ice, so he's probably icing it before, during, and after the game. What exactly did he suffer, and is this going to be one of those long-term nagging deals?
We're hoping not. You know, it's a pretty typical ankle sprain. However, this is Matt's first ever ankle sprain. And so we've been fortunate for him in the past that he hasn't had to deal with it. But anybody that knows, when you have your first ankle sprain, it hurts worse, takes a little longer to heal. You're not quite sure what you can do on it yet, and that's kind of what we're dealing with right now.
All right. So you're playing a team from Ogallala that's 2-5. You've had a little bit of time to prepare for them. You know, not a ton of time with the 5-day moratorium and everything. But what can you kind of tell us about what they do?
You know, they're very well disciplined. They're going to run their stuff. They're going to get in offenses, out of stuff like that. They're a big team. I mean, I think at one time they went 6'4", 6'5", 6'4", on the court when I was watching some of their film. And then they had 6 foot, 6 foot there. So for us, when we'll counter with 5'8", 5'8", 5'8", 5'8", 6'1", you know, we're going to have to deal with their size. We're going to have to rebound well for us to be in this game.
Well, one of your 6'1 kids can do a pretty good job of that, and that's Holtmeyer. He brings so much, just that athleticism, that quickness, and a whole bunch of want-to when it comes to getting those rebounds. It just really kind of seems like down the stretch when you kind of need something to happen, whether it's offense or defense, you've been able to kind of find that in your senior leader, in Mr. Holtmeyer, as Blake's had a great start to the season.
Yeah, Blake has had a great start, and we've needed him too, and he's really stepped up, because I know a lot of people were kind of wondering what we had back, and Blake's been one guy that in the past has, you know, taken the back seat to the older kids, to the Brian Hoosmans, David Squires, Alex Leeses, and he's just said, you know what, this is my team, my year, get on my back, and he's going to carry us as far as he can go at times, and he's done a great job with it.
And again, it just that athleticism that he kind of brings out there kind of rubs off, because for him to show the athleticism, you have to show a lot of effort. And you get that from your two seniors that you have out there most of the time. You know, the two guys that you two senior starters that you have.
Yeah. You know, and there really are being our leaders, and even Matt and Colin. Matt, since he's been injured, Derek's provided great leadership all year long hey, you know, guys, we got to get to work here. Matt's done it the past few days from the bench, and Colin's all year has just shown up, been so steady in how hard he's worked. Just sometimes I wish we could have that sixth guy, because he's just that next guy away at times that we'd reach for. But, you know, every day he's come ready to work, and he's provided a great leadership or great example for those younger kids of what we expect here at Kearney Catholic work-wise.
You kind of divide the high school season into three parts, you know, before the holiday tournament. Now the next stage begins with the holiday tournament, and then it'll change again when we kind of get into the conference tournament season. As you're kind of, it's kind of that high water mark, it's that watershed moment here. Where do you guys kind of see where you're at, and how are you guys going to be different now than when you know, a couple weeks ago?
Well, I think we got some guys that understand their roles a little bit better. I mean, early on, we didn't know who was supposed to help do some things and what their role was. Are they 20-shot guys, or are they 3-shot guys? And now that we kind of have some roles defined and people understand, hey, I'm pretty good at doing this, let me just do this to the best of my ability, I think we're going to be a lot more fluid in what we do, and hopefully can limit our turnovers. And we understand, as well as anybody here is going to understand, Blake has to score for us. Derek has to handle the ball and be in the game for us today. You know, Harrison's going to play great on-ball defense. Bryce James, when he comes in, is going to be a tremendous on-ball defender. And we expect those guys to just do that to the best of their abilities, and if we do, we'll like our chances.
You kind of mentioned that Ogallala's bigger, you know, kind of patient, which to me translates to a half-court team. Is it really kind of a key element for you guys today to play the game at the pace and the style that you want to play?
You know, I think we got to just – it starts with on-ball pressure. We got to get them running their offense farther away from the hoop because as patient of a team as they are, they're not a team that likes to run 40 seconds off the clock, a minute off the clock. It's – you know, hey, let's get it down low. And the teams they've played, they've either been able to get it down low quickly or, you know, got an open shot quickly on the jump or on the outside. Sometimes they've missed it early on, but the last two games they're able to win before the break. And it's because they're moving the ball with a purpose early on, but they're not overly patient like some teams.
All right, Scott, appreciate the time. Best luck to
Thank
you, man.
Thank you.
All right, Scott Carlin, head boys basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. We'll have Kearney Catholic Ogallala boys at the conclusion of the girls game. We're at halftime, 34-12. The Kearney Catholic Lady Stars with the lead. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with some of the halftime numbers right after this timeout.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for the Ogallala girls, who trail at 34-12 here at intermission. And lean the way for them, Micah Mestel, she's got three. Jensa Geisert also with three. Katie Sipperly has two. Jenna Palacek, two. And Sophie Arnsdorf also with 2 points here at intermission. Now for Kearney Catholic, and again, pretty balanced scoring for them as well, as they lead at 34-12, and they get a lot of girls in the book. And leading the way so far is Maddie Squire. She's got 8 points to go with a couple of rebounds as well. Allie Prasoski with 7. Kylie Teal has 6. Whitney Calling, 5. Caitlin Long, 4. Shayla Connor, 2. And Anna Squires also with 2 points. As we head to the third quarter now, Kearney Catholic leading this one 34-12. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Kearney Catholic does have possession of the basketball to start the third quarter here, and they'll bring it in the offensive zone, and they get it to Squires in the lane right away, and Squires is going to be fouled. Well, they got it to Connor, and Connor immediately dumped it down low to Maddie Squires, who kind of flowed through the lane there. And we're going to have a couple of free throws coming up after Geisert is whistled for her first personal foul. So Squires at the line, and she'll stroke it in. So she's got one more coming up here after the make. And her second free throw is up, rolls around, and comes out as she can't quite come up with it. And the rebound is taken out of there by Mestel. And for Squires, they've been solid from the free throw line, about a 55% free throw shooter. Ogallala gets it at the elbow to Arnsdorf. Arnsdorf in some pressure, looking for a backdoor cutter, and that's Welsh. Welsh lost it, but into the hands of Palacek. So Ogallala maintains possession. And Sophie Arnsdorf took a little extra step with it, and that pressure by Kearney Catholic still forces a turnover. And unofficially, 15 turnovers now against Ogallala. So across the timeline is going to be Whitney Calling. Calling will kick it right side to Prasoski. Prasoski will get a little screen here from Shundoff. Thought about the shot top of the key, but she'll give it off for Shayla Connor. Connor used up her dribble, dumps it down low for Shundoff, kicks it back out for Squires, who will toe the three and hit the three. Maddie Squires hits another three-pointer, her third of the game. And Kearney Catholic with a 38-12 lead. On the bounce here, Micah Mestel will throw it. Almost thrown away, but Geiser was able to get her enough hands on it. Came up with it and then had Prasoski knock it away from her and out of bounds. Arnsdorf checking back in here for the Indians. And coming out is going to be Geiser. So Plachek will inbound and will give it off for Micah Mestel. Mestel working against a little bit of pressure here by Whitney Colling. Uses up her dribble. And Mestel gives it top of the circle for Arnsdorf. Arnsdorf in the lane, shot off glass. Good for Amanda Kroger. So Kroger comes up with the bucket there. And Kroger now with 2 points on the afternoon. I can't quite say night yet, can I? Kicked into the corner. There's Ali Prasoski. Gets on the baseline for Shundoff. Back to Prasoski, who will fire a three. It's off the mark. Offensive rebound for Maddie Squires, and Squires will take it off glass and score. Maddie Squires makes the putback after Kearney Catholic missed the three. And the Stars now with a 26-point lead, 40-14. Dribble between the circles here. Arnsdorf, she gets it down low with the pass, and we've got a foul as Jenna Polacek muscled that one up. And so that's going to be a foul on Shayla Connor. So a couple free throws coming up here, and the free throw is no good for Polacek. So she misses the first, has her second on the way. It rattles in and out, no good, and Squires will pull down the rebound. So Maddie Squires ends the possession, and she'll be on the dribble herself, takes it to the free throw line, kicks it out for Shundoff. Shundoff on the baseline, bounce pass goes off the hands of Connor, and Kearney Catholic turns it over. After picking up the loose ball on the dribble, this is going to be Polacek. Polacek lobs it down low, and she led the intended receiver a little bit too far, and that'll be another Ogallala turnover. Allison Nags, Jensen Geiser checking back in here for Ogallala. Indians come in 2-5 on the season. Kearney Catholic a perfect 7-0. And it would appear they'll be 8-0 after this one's completed. They lead it 40-14. Top of the circle. Maddie Squires, and she'll give it off to Connor. Connor's going to drive, takes it all the way in off glass, and she's fouled on her way. She'll head to line and shoot a couple as the hand foul on the drive going against Jensen Geiser. And that was when she was shooting, so a couple of free throws coming up here for Shayla Connor. And Connor on the season is about a 44% free throw shooter and missed the first of two. 4 of 9 on the season coming in was Connor, and she makes 1 out of 2 here. She does make the second. So Mestel will bring it across as Kearney Catholic now picks up their defense from half court. And Mestel dribbles to the left side. We'll give it off for Geisert. Geisert gets it in the lane for Kroger. Kroger, a little runner, shot no good. Ball is tipped out of there by Connor, trying to get it to Prasoski, and Prasoski didn't have enough room to get to it, so Ogallala will maintain the possession here. They'll inbound it on the baseline, and Polacek will slap it, get everybody moving, and she'll lob it to the free throw line to Nags. Nags will kick it off left side. The three-pointer for Ogallala is off the mark. Tracking it down in the corner is going to be Connor, and here come the Stars on the run. Up ahead is Prasoski. Prasoski will drive. Shot's no good. Offensive rebound for Squires. Squires comes up with another rebound, and then she's fouled. And it is a push on Kroger. And that'll be her first foul. Inbounding it to Squires. Squires has it from 15 feet away off the screen. They get it off there, and running through that screen and pushing away through it and committing the foul is going to be Arnsdorf. Solid screen set on that far side there by Whitney Colling. And they'll inbound it now for Squires. 15-foot jumper, back of the iron, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Colling. Colling will give it off for Prasoski. That one won't fall. And snagging the rebound here is going to be Arnsdorf for Ogallala. And we'll have a line change for Kearney Catholic at the next whistle. There's five stars scheduled to come in. Mestel gives it off on top of the key here for Sipperly. Entry pass knocked away. Geisert has it. Geisert in there in the lane. Loses the basketball. It's going to be on the ground. That's going to be a hell ball. And the possession arrow is pointing to Ogallala. And Kearney Catholic will bring in a brand new line here. Studi, Long, Teal, Anna Squires, and who'd I miss? Michelle Messbarger for Kearney Catholic. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 41-14, Kearney Catholic has the lead here. Entry pass going to be stolen away. Ball's loose. Messbarger comes up with it. She'll lay up a left-handed layup in traffic. Missed it. And the rebound taken out of there by Kearney Catholic. Teal was able to pull down the rebound. And a quick little jumper on that left side. Shot won't fall. And snag of the bound here is going to be Polacek. So Kearney Catholic had a pretty good look. Can't get any points out of it. And Teal now will pressure the dribble here by Polacek. Polacek will give it off on the right wing. And Teal fell down. Now she's up. I thought maybe she might have been hurt, but she's okay. And Shelby Walsh will pass it inside. And we've got a hold whistled on Kearney Catholic. And that'll be on Morgan Studi. So Studi called for the hold here. And Ogallala will inbound it. They toss it in one-handed. And Sipperly will bank it in from about 17 feet. Well, it looked a little odd, but can't argue with the results here for Ogallala. They cut the lead down to 25. It's 41-16. On the dribble is Messbarger. Messbarger's pass on the way out. Stolen by Arnsdorf. Arnsdorf is going to try the layup in traffic, and it's knocked away by a hustling Michelle Messbarger. So Messbarger was able to knock the ball away. Did not give up on the play. And with 3:03 to go, here in the third quarter, the inbounds is going to be stolen away. Messbarger comes up with it. Studi and Messbarger play catch, and now heading to the line is going to be Michelle Messbarger. Messbarger fouled on her way to the basket after she came up with the steal, and now she'll go to the free throw line and have a couple of shots. The foul was whistled on Polacek, and that is going to be her second. So the free throw by Messbarger is on the way, and it is good. So she makes the first, and Messbarger, 67% free throw shooter coming into today's game. She was 4 out of 6 from the line. That'll improve that percentage right here. Her second free throw was on the way, and it is nothing but the bottom of the well. 43-16. Less than 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Mestel across the timeline for Ogallala. If you're wondering, yes, she is a cousin of Michaela Messbarger. Michaela Mestel, who played here 4 years at Kearney Catholic. Now at Wayne State. In the corner, Alexander Zimmerman with the dribble, and her pass is going to be knocked away. So Zimmerman will give the ball off to Nags. Nags is going to inbound it. Nags has her pass tipped by Messbarger, and near midcourt, Ogallala will inbound. If Messbarger hadn't trimmed her fingernails, she might have been able to come up with that ball. Actually, I have no idea if she trimmed it. Point is, it was close. Nags will get the inbound. She'll dribble into the corner. She's in trouble and double-teamed, and she just walked with it. Teal and Messbarger combined on Nags to force Nags into a turnover. When she dribbled into the corner over there, that's playing right into Kearney Catholic's hands. They get it to Long at the elbow. Nice little play for Squires, and Squires heading to the line. Well, they dumped it for Long at the high post and then threw it immediately down to the low post to Anna Squires, and Squires was hit on the arm as she put up the shot. Casey Yeager whistled for the foul there. And so a couple of free throws, and the first one's up and good for the younger Squires. She makes the first to two, does Anna. And the freshman's second free throw rolls around, and is good. At the front of the rim, but that nice shooter's touch gets her that second free throw to fall, and it's 45-16 as we're nearing the two-minute mark of the third quarter. In the corner, Mestel in a little bit of trouble there as Messbarger pressures her. Pass in the backcourt, nothing but black jerseys there, and they track it down before it's an over and back. Nags has it, used up her dribble. She'll hand it off here for Mestel. Mestel on the right wing. Looking on the inside. And 5 second counts going on, and they'll hand the basketball off here for Zimmerman. Alexandria Zimmerman gets to Mestel. Mestel, top of the circle here for Kroger. Kroger picked up by Long as Kearney Catholic right now is going man-to-man. Pass almost stolen by Messbarger, but Jaeger has it. And Jaeger will give it off here for Nags. Nags, 15-foot jumper, no good. Messbarger pulls down the rebound. Nice outlet pass for Squires, and Squires is going to lay it up and in. And Squires will get the bucket after Messbarger was able to pull down that rebound and make a nice outlet pass. So 47-16, and we've got a timeout here for the Indians. 47-16, minute 7 to go in the third. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renter's policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
Your fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes two of us.
Ask shelter agent Joe Methy about shelter's competitive renter's insurance rates.
Well, 47-16 late in the third quarter as Kearney Catholic will be back on defense. Ogallala calling that timeout here. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. They get it for Jenna Palachak through the Indians working against Mestel. Mestel knocked the ball loose, and it's going to be an Ogallala turnover. Good hands there by Michelle Messbarger. Well, there's a four seniors on this team for Kearney Catholic. But the bulk of their points coming from underclassmen. Future's bright here for the Stars. Top of the circle, Teal will drain a WNBA three. Speaking of youth, Kylie Teal, a 5'8 freshman, drains the three-pointer from about 5 feet from the top of the key. Palachek on the dribble. Uses upper dribble, and there's going to be a reach here. Going for the ball was Messbarger. She reached over the shoulder to get to the ball, and the official blew his whistle. Welsh will inbound it for Ogallala and gets it for Palachek. Palachek with 22 seconds left, passes it, and it's stolen by Squires. Anna Squires with the steal with the left-handed layup. Missed it. Rebound. Fought for down there. It goes out of bounds or not? Yes, it does. And it will be Kearney Catholic ball, I believe. So the Stars will inbound it, and to toss it in is going to be Teal with 13 seconds to go. Teal tosses it in, and she'll just lob it in, gets it right back. They get it to Studi, and Studi now gets it the Long. Skip pass over here to Messbarger. Messbarger, nice entry pass inside, and the bucket's good for Anna Squires. So Squires will hit the shot. And Ogallala will inbound it at the buzzer, and that's about all they're going to get done. We'll head to the fourth quarter with the Stars leading at 52-16 over the Ogallala Indians. We'll be back with that fourth quarter right after this.
Going to Bowen is up for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Stars in control in girls basketball, 52-16 over the Ogallala Indians. Don't forget, we'll have the boys game coming up next between the Indians and the Stars. And later tonight here on ESPN, will have the Holiday Bowl. Entry pass down low for Squires, and she's fouled. So she's going to head to the free throw line. Arizona State, Texas Tech in the Holiday Bowl. So stepping to the line, going to be the sophomore, Maddie Squires. And Squires' free throw is up and no good. The foul whistled on Arnsdorf, by the way, was her second. So Squires with another free throw coming up here. Bends the knees, fires it up there, rolls around, and is good. Squires now with 15 points in the game to go with 5 rebounds. There have not really been that many rebounds thanks to the number of turnovers the Ogallala has had and the good shooting Kearney Catholic has had. Palacek, kick it off on the left side here for Mestel. Mestel on the baseline, gets it at the elbow, jumper no good, and Squires ties up the rebound. Possession arrow pointing to Ogallala. So Indians will have it here. You can see a little frustration for the Indians because every time they try to grab a basketball, Maddie Squires has her hands on it. Inbounded for Mestel. Mestel gets it at the elbow for Arnsdorf. Arnsdorf gives it on the right wing here for Shelby Welsh. Welsh working against Connor, backing it in. Connor falls, and so the jumper's up and good for Welsh. Well, the defender fell down. Welsh knew that and was able to kind of step back and make the shot. So 53-18. Prasoski, well behind a three-point arc, gets it inside for Squires. She's going to kick it right back out to Prasoski, who gives it to Connor. Connor's going to drive, penetrate, give it to Shundoff. Shundoff, just inside the three-point arc, will drain the jumper. Her back heels were probably on the line. And it's 55-18. Good ball movement there by the Stars. Set up Shundoff. From the elbow, Arnsdorf in a little bit of trouble. Drives the lane. Now going to kick it back out for Welsh. She's going to fire a three. It is short and rebounded by Shundoff. So Shundoff snags the bound here for Kearney Catholic. Pass up ahead. Taking it off glass and scoring is going to be Whitney Colling. So Colling will hit the quick little jumper as they score in transition. And we got a timeout here for Ogallala. 6:12 to go, fourth quarter, 57-18. This timeout brought to you by Joe Mathy Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 6:12 to go, fourth quarter, Stars in command. They're going to move on to 8-0 on the season with a 57-18 lead here with 6:12 to go in the basketball game. And the inbounds here for the Indians. They get it to Mestel. Mestel working against a little pressure here by Whitney Colling. Prasoski comes up with the steal. Prasoski's going to lob it up ahead to Colling. Colling, great body control, puts up the shot, won't fall, gets the rebound, kicks it out. Prasoski's going to fire the three. It's no good. And it's going to be taken out of there by Ogallala. Snagging the bound on that far side is going to be Palacek. After the steal was made there by Prasoski, but Kearney Catholic couldn't get any points out of it. Little backdoor cut. Jumper here for Geisert. Won't fall. Rebounded by Maddie Squires. Squires is on the dribble here for Kearney Catholic. And she'll give it off for Connor. Connor gives it to Prasoski. Trail three here for Prasoski. And she'll rip the net right in half as she strokes in the three-pointer and a timeout here for Kearney Catholic. Stars call timeout to make a substitution with 5:27 to go in the basketball game. It's 60-18. Timeout Stars. We're back right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska, rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
It's timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. The Stars in control here. They lead it 60-18. 5:24 to go here in the basketball game. And across the timeline, going to be Micah Mestel. Mestel on the dribble. We'll give it to Palacek. Palacek works it back around. Arensdorf has it. Arensdorf's going to hand it off. Now a little penetration here by Mestel. She stops from the left side. We'll give it back out for Arensdorf. Arensdorf picked up there by Long. Pass down low to Palacek. Palacek's going to take it off glass, and she'll score. Nice little roll coming down from the corner down to the low post on the baseline as the dribble went down there, and they were able to get it off to her. Here's a three-pointer on the left side by Teal. It's no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by the Indians. It's Arensdorf who snags the rebound. And a 40-point lead here for the Stars. 60-20. Less than 4.5 minutes to go in the basketball game. On the dribble, Shelby Welsh. Welsh gets it off here for Mestel. Mestel on that right side. Jumper's a little bit too strong. Rebounded by Geisert. Geisert couldn't get the shot to fall. And coming up with the basketball after the miss is going to be Studi. So Studi has it. And the pass on that right side is going to be stolen away. Kearney Catholic turns it over. Nice defensive play by Welsh. Welsh in a little bit of trouble, but she's able to kick it up ahead here to Arensdorf. Arensdorf will bring it across the timeline, working against Anna Squires. She'll kick it back out. Three-pointer for Welsh. It is no good. And the rebound taken out of there on that far side by Kylie Teal. So Teal snags the bound, and up ahead we go here. They get it to Michelle Messbarger, who gives it off, cutting through the traffic. Is going to be Teal. Teal drive. Shot won't fall. It hung on the rim, but she's going to head to the line. The foul is going to be on Arensdorf. And to the line for a couple of free throws is going to be Kylie Teal. And the first one is good. Kylie Teal on the season, just 2 out of 4 from the free throw line, 50%. Hasn't been there a whole lot. Her percentage will go up after making that first one, though. And the second one rolls around and is no good. So she stays right at 50% on the season. Ball is loose on the rebound as Anna Squires was trying to come up with it. But it will be Ogallala basketball, and the Stars will make some wholesale substitutions. Elena Bach. Mackenzie Smith out there for Kearney Catholic. So's Morgan Teal, Sarah Oldfather. And I missed somebody. It's going to be Jordan Strike. And on the dribble here, Allison Nags might have got away with a walk, but in a 41-point ball game, you don't worry about that. Kroger gets it down low. Shot no good as Sipperly had it, and then Sipperly's foul. The foul is going to be on Jordan Streit, and it's going to result in a couple of free throws here for Katie Sipperly. And the first one is no good. Score remains 61-20. Second free throw is up and good. Now that we're at that 40-point mark, we do have a running clock here with a minute 44 to go, so the clock was running during the free throws. Elena Bach on the right side will fire a three. Off the mark, no good. And rebound taken out of there by Ogallala. Nags pulls down that rebound. As Kearney Catholic really had a pretty good look at it over there by Elena Bach. Entry pass down low for Sipperly. Sipperly shot off glass, no good. Offensive rebound and a bucket and a foul for Amanda Kroger. The foul is going to be on number 35, Morgan Teal. And we've got a chance here for a three-point play for Kroger. And her free throw is up and good. So she makes it, and it is now 61-24. Here's a pass on the right side. Three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound in underneath for Bach. Shot won't fall, and Sipperly comes out of there with it. So on the dribble, here is Nags. 35 seconds to go. Alexandria Zimmerman dribbles into a little bit of trouble there as Mackenzie Smith puts pressure on the basketball. Nags has it, working against Smith. Nags still has the dribble, closely guarded by Smith. And they'll give it off here for Kroger. Kroger will dribble all the way to the baseline. Shot no good. And she is fouled on the putback. So a couple of free throws coming up here for Kroger. And the running clock is going to expire here. And Kroger is going to go to the free throw line and have a couple of free throws. And this will be the last of the action here in the ballgame. The free throw, back the iron, and is good for Kroger. So she makes the front end of the one and one. That'll earn her the bonus. That one is no good. And your score, it is 61-24, Kearney Catholic with the win here today over Ogallala. As they get that running clock, that mercy rule, similar to what they have in football, and that is your final. 61-24, Kearney Catholic remains undefeated. They're now 8-8 on the season, and Ogallala now 2-6 on the year. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports Postgame Show coming up right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back here to the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. And again, you take a look at the statistics in the game that finishes 61-25, and you know, the statistics are going to be a little lopsided, and that's probably to be understood here. Ogallala was 1 of 9 from three-point range. Kearney Catholic was 8 of 14 overall field goal shooting. Kearney Catholic 22 of 43, so they shot over 50% from the field. And Ogallala was 9 of 28 rebounding. Ogallala actually had a slim advantage, 26-21, but in terms of turnovers and steals, 21 turnovers by Ogallala compared to 7 for Kearney Catholic. And again, that shooting percentage reflected in the fact that Kearney Catholic really scored quite a bit in transition as they pick up win number 8 on the season, and they remain undefeated. Checking the numbers here for Kearney Catholic, lean the way, Maddie Squires. She finished with 15 points and 6 rebounds on the game. Allie Prasoski with 10 points. Kylie Teal also with 10 points off the bench. Anna Squires with 8. Whitney Colling, 7. Caitlin Long, 4. Shayla Connor with 3. Michelle Musbarger with 2. And 2 points for Kayla Shundoff. Again, overall shooting in the game, 14 of 29 from 2-point range. The overall shooting from 3-point range was 8 of 14. So they shot 57%. From three-point range, they shot 69% from the free throw line. And overall from the field, they were 22 of 43, so they shot 51% from the field, including going 57% from behind the arc. And Kearney Catholic comes away with a very comfortable win in this one, 61-25. Checking the numbers here for the Lady Indians of Ogallala real quick. Lean the way for them. Very balanced scoring for the most part for the Indians. 6 points for Amanda Kroger off the bench. Katie Sipperly with five. Those were two non-starters. Jenna Polacek with four. Micah Mestel finished with three. Jensen Geisert with three. Shelby Walsh with two. And Sophia Arnsdorf with 2 points here in the ball game. Shooting 9 of 28 from the field, 32% from the field. They were 8 of 19 from two-point range for 42%, but they were 1 of 9 from behind the arc for 11% here in the ball game. And from the free throw line, they were 6 of 12 for 50%. And again, just beginning to end, all the statistics just kind of edging Kearney Catholic's way, and they come away with a comfortable 61-25 win over Ogallala. We're still about almost a half hour away from starting the boys' game between Kearney Catholic and Ogallala. The Stars come in 3-3. The Ogallala boys are also 2-5 on the season. We'll step away for about 20 minutes or so, and then we'll set the stage for the boys' game. And we'll remind you that coming up later tonight after the boys' game, we'll have the Holiday Bowl, Arizona State and Texas Tech. That's scheduled for around 9:15 right here on ESPN. I'm Randy Bushcutter for engineer Merritt Lawson. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back with the boys' game in about 20 minutes. Once again, our final, it's Kearney Catholic 61, Ogallala 25. The Stars remain undefeated on the season. We'll be back with the boys' game in about 20 minutes right here on ESPN.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.